subscribe, review, embrace.
Hello, and welcome back to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks. We've been doing an episode a day, every day until opening day. And today, we're talking about Trent Grisham. Middle name, Marcus, TMG, from Fort Worth, Texas. November 1st, 1996. If you have the same birthday, leave a comment. And a little bit of an afterthought. A little bit of like a meme is like, oh yeah, we have Trent Grisham the offseason whenever they got reminded. Oh yeah, we got him because he's the third outfielder that came over. Verdugo, Soto, Grisham. But for you, Jake, the guy you're most excited about?
We have a major leaguer on the bench. Which... we're going to talk through the highs and potential, I guess, lows of that. But I guess the good news is, depending where you have your expectations set for Trent Grisham, I don't know how low those lows could go. You do have to be real. The past 2 years, he's had a batting average that ended up under the Mendoza line. He's been on the interstate. That being said, before that, if you remember, there was kind of the tragic Milwaukee Brewers misplay that helped send the Nats on their World Series run. So Soto owes him like a firm buddy handshake. Did you catch a fly in your mouth again?
And they've been hanging out.
That he had a nice shortened 2020 season. And then his first 2 months of 2021, he's a 24-year-old center fielder who just won the Gold Glove. He was going off. OPS in the high eights. Like, it looked like it was coming together. Since then, it's fallen apart. At the plate, that is. The Padres did run him out there every day, pretty much, for the past 2 years. 152 games, 153 games. Won the Gold Glove again in 2022. And the weird quirk that we currently have, his splits that were formerly reverse splits, he's hit lefties well in 2023 and 2021. He's had really nice stats versus lefties, and his first spring training at bat that people were watching, he hit a home run off a lefty. So that's going to be kind of the interesting thing to track early on. Are the Yankees going to start him versus lefties? Because that'll actually kind of look funky in the lineup. And is he going to be like a relief pitcher outfielder to get Judge off his feet in center field? Because the one thing this guy will for sure do is catch balls in the outfield.
I've watched him play the outfield playoff games and all that, and I've seen Padres games. But in my, I don't have a memory of like his style. You know when Bader first came over and he did that thing where he changed, like threw it into reverse and changed gears. We're like, whoa!
What's this?
Well, you see other guys. Is there? Can you conjure up images of him playing? Is it going to be fun? Is it?
I have a couple highlights in my head.
Okay.
A couple him going back to the wall and making play highlights.
I've seen on Padres corners of the internet that it is a fun center field to watch. Don't have specific moves in mind. But.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I like the basic stats. You know, before our day analytics, Jim, we used to just call them stats.
Stats, yeah.
And Trent Grisham.
It's an anandrome.
He's led center fielders in putouts twice. So he just caught the most balls out there.
Goes and gets
it. I like that.
I like that too. I'm watching a YouTube video called Trent Grisham Padres 2022 Defensive Highlights. And it's pretty cool. He plays so far from what I've seen, standard solid outfielder.
Bang.
No oddities or uniqueness. Looks like he gets a good jump and just gets there. Actually, should I go check out the outs above average baseball savant to see? I like when they say if he gets a good jump or...
Yeah, I mean, Bader was just basically putting a show on out there.
Yeah, he was like a globetrotter outfielder, Bader, or he is.
I like Trent Grisham's lane. Like, I don't think you can't really be a Yankee fan, and maybe there's a faction of Yankee fans out there that are this, but not a lot of Yankee fans have high expectations for Trent Grisham this year. Because if you do, that means you have low expectations for Judge Verdugo and Soto, which that would be a little odd.
Well, they could have high expectations that, like, in a limited role, he comes through. I think they're going to be upset about that. Like, I don't think he's going to do much offensively.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you think he could when the past 2 years, again, he's hit under 200.
Yeah, but there's just going to be people like, not our generation, but like older generation that don't look at stats or numbers. Like, this is the guy we traded for to be on the bench, like not understanding the full context. Because he could be, as Waldo Cabrera, just a better center fielder.
Yeah, and I think that's the expectation. I think the expectation is for him to catch a couple balls. I assume they're going to lean into the lefty thing, especially trying to get Judge off his feet early on, that if they see a left-handed starting pitcher, that's a nice line to get Grisham in there. And I don't know. Again, it goes with those up-the-middle positions. If you can field at a high level, if something does click, whether it's just Trent Grisham playing against lefties, which if that was the situation last season, his stats, he was 256, 362 on base, a 792 OPS. So if he's not getting the run against righties, which he's struggled against in his career, I don't know. I think Trent Grisham could be a really nice bench piece with a little bit of speed, plays good defense, and might have a nice role on this team. That if he leans into that with sans expectation, I think he could become kind of one of the more beloved Yankees. Plays with a little bit of swag. He showed that on his first spring training homer, kind of enjoyed it a little bit. But I don't know. I think Yankee fans are going to like Trent Grisham.
I think they'll like his defense at all. I wonder what his role will be. How many games he's going to start? He's probably going to start a lot of games. Like, if he gets a spell of starting, I don't think they're going to enjoy. Because even when Hicks was good, it was just such a tough watch. And it looks like he's a guy that doesn't swing that much. He's got like 15% under on swing percentage and then higher on swing and miss, which is kind of like a Hicksy at bat. Where I watched a couple clips against good pitchers, and he's good at taking. He like takes it and like you're like, oh, wow.
Right.
He tricks you and, oh, wow, he saw that ball. And then he swings and you're like, oh, thought he might crush it after seeing it so well. So he's going to get a spell here and here as a everyday outfielder for some amount of time, and I wonder what that's going to be all about.
Yeah, I was trying to look up in the past couple years. There haven't even been like really months that popped off.
I searched. That was my first thing I wanted to search for. Was like, can he go on a run?
That's where I said in 2021 he did. But yeah, I mean the other thing to factor in here. I know you're not thinking about him, but Dominguez is supposed to be back at some point that,
yeah, I forgot about that.
Depending how injuries and other things go, like Trent Grisham is essentially coming in this season as the fifth outfielder, but one of those guys is already hurt.
And Stan, they're saying, is going to play some outfield. So
every year,
last year he did. Crazy guy. I had higher expectations until I just saw the stats right now.
Bring those down. No need.
New face comes, you want to be up about it. Like, I can tell you, like, you know.
Be up.
He's got skills that
my grandma, not with us anymore, she would be excited about this guy. And then she'd be like, why'd they get this guy?
You know she's not learning his name.
She probably could say Trent. Grisham, she maybe Grisham or something. She'd mess up somehow. Trent, I think she could figure out.
Is this Carpenter?
I'm excited for the defense. But who are they going to take out? Judge or Soto?
I think it's because Judge is playing center. Some days they'll want to get him just inning off.
But do they take Soto out and put Judge to right?
Probably depends if it's a close game or
what they got in the, what they got in the bullpen left here, right?
Take them both out.
Well.
Oswaldo Grisham, you're in.
Well, that's if they're up. If they're a tight game and they want defense in the eighth and ninth inning, who do they take out?
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I guess tight.
It would be Soto.
Soto out and Judge slides over.
Because if you're there, you're playing defense.
In a tight game, yeah, you need the defense. Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
Blowouts get Judge off.
Yep.
Yeah, that works out. Tight game, Soto comes out. Blowout Judge comes out. Boom. Trent Grisham system.
3-1 count. Guess his batting average in a 3-1 count.
333.
No. 188. Doesn't swing.
Fits okay. in.
No need.
Yeah. 606 on base percentage, so. This dude can take.
He's trying to take up there.
He's trying
Someone's got to drive up the count.
He's trying to take. Because he got so much run with the Padres, I was just expecting better offense than what I am seeing.
Yeah, I mean, I would put that as a plus column for the defense. And I don't know. I guess it's something to watch out for that I guess it could go either way. Maybe he's getting more left-handed at-bat opportunities. He's leaning into the bench role, not playing every day. Maybe there's a little less off his shoulders that he's feeling good and he finds his role. Or maybe he's in a weird spot right now where he's like, hey, I'm the fifth outfielder. I'm not playing a lot. I'm not getting a lot of at-bats. When you're a guy that's already not a big contact guy, that can be a tough ask. That, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Trent navigates that line. And I hope the Yankees do try the lefty thing, especially early on, because why not?
Yeah. The year before that, he didn't hit lefties, so I don't even know if they believe in that.
Right, but he 2 years before. So two of the last 3 years, he's hit lefties.
Is career numbers better versus lefties?
Career Trent Grisham versus lefties, 242, 333, a 748 OPS.
Okay. Because we did ask Boone about that, and he was kind of like, nah.
Well, they don't do reverse splits.
Yeah.
They just do splits.
Just splits. Just splits. Big pitch to Elijah Dunham and fly. Oh, in and out of the glove.
You got the random vid?
It was the Elijah Dunham error.
Yeah.
Put down.
Big donkey.
I'll pull it up.
Make sure you guys go to the DraftKings Sportsbook, the National Basketball Association, otherwise referred to as the NBA, is rolling. And you might be rolling, too, at the DraftKings Sportsbook with their no-sweat bet. Get a bonus bet back up to $1,000 in the amount of your original bet if it does not hit. That's pretty nice. Promo code YANKS. Check out their daily fantasy stuff if sports betting is not yet available in your state. And just download right now the DraftKings Sportsbook app. New customers use promo code YANKS and get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code YANKS only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Random video was called strike from Jacob Junis.
Okay, it's a nice pitch.
Nice pitch.
Kind of backdoor. Jacob Junis with some peripherals that teams really liked.
Brewers in that video.
Okay, here's another one. Deolis Guerrera, ball in the dirt to Trent Grisham.
Let's see it. Dirt ball, 0-1, we got a lead.
Yeah, never there.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has a little bit of Hicksy look, a little more ready to swing at the dish, because you don't really want to swing.
Yes.
Like, he kind of jumps into his pitches like Hicksy would, but he does want to take.
It's all I see when I pull the videos, is that.
Yeah.
Keaton.
Watch out for me.
He's like, I might swing. Yeah. I might.
Seeing it, like, you know, what I'd do.
When I do swing.
Watch out.
He's expected baseball reference projections.
Yeah. Someone emailed me the other day, and by email I mean DM me somewhere. And they're like, why do you guys use baseball reference projections when you don't like them? Because we hate them.
It's part of the yoke.
Yeah.
Some people. 530 plate appearances, so basically an everyday player. 214 batting average, a 314 on base, a 690 OPS. That's with 84% reliability.
How many at-bats did he get there?
It's like you were just digging into your
life. Yeah, something just happened on my leg.
100-point increase from batting average to on base.
So well, you like that?
How many plate appearances or at-bats did he have him?
530 plate appearances.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
It's fucking 130 games. It's way too many games.
Compared to the last 2 years, it's an increase, a noteworthy one.
An increase in what?
Batting average and on base.
Oh, I just don't want the games. I just want the games to be like.
I'd like 80. Him to not be above fourth outfielder.
Yeah, I think baseball.
I love him in that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see him play 100 games, and 40 of those are as defensive replacement pinch runner.
Okay.
I think if he's probably if he's defensive replacing pinch running as often as we have in our heads, I would guess we're looking more like a buck 20 games, like appeared in.
I was pretty high on 100.
I don't know.
That's a lot.
120 is a lot.
I feel like he's a lock for 80 starts just straight up.
What? See, I don't see that because that's forgetting Dominguez again. We have a center fielder coming for the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Trent Grisham could be a first half guy for this team.
He could get traded for a reliever at a deadline.
Sure.
Because they like Dominguez, Judge, Verdugo, Soto.
Everyone's healthy.
And they got a year left of him after that. That's way too many games for my liking. Trying to think, how many games did IKF play in versus come in at a position?
I'd rather not play that game.
No. Okay, if you think of another guy that's replaced, Wade did this 1 year, right?
Wade. What's Tyler Wade's
IKF most? Entered 25 games, started 88.
Tyler Wade's most played games as a Yankee is 103. Yeah. He had 145 plate appearances.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
That works.
That's where I was at.
That's right where you were at, Jake.
You were at that.
17 swipes for Wader that year. No home runs. No need.
Yeah. That was awesome. Remember when he was trying to hit home runs?
Sure do.
Where is Wade? I just saw him. Padres.
Padres camp.
They switched places.
Trading places.
Wade in that season started. How many games do you think he started of those 103?
38.
35. You're right around it. And that's what I'm expecting and wanting from Grisham this year. Not 132 games.
Get some starts versus lefties. Take Judge off his feet.
Everyone else be healthy.
Be a relief pitcher. Sit in the bullpen.
That'd be cool. So Weaver can come.
You warm up. You start stretching in the fifth every game.
Weaver and him change
the
jerseys.
The crowd goes nuts. Every fifth inning, Trent Grisham runs out to the bullpen. Crowd goes ballistic.
I don't know if they would, but I appreciate it.
It's a movement. Linsanity.
Linsanity was a movement. Watch
losing you?
Watch the documentary. Okay, see you later, guys. Go Yanks. Go Yanks.
Uh-huh. Worldwide. International. Oh, face turned. Change colors. Your face make out with my shirt?